Oh, terrible.
And it was a long day, and I just got back. And I was up at 5:30. I've been up. It's only been 14 hours. I'm being a pussy, really. So.
Well, we do have some fun things going on tonight. We are going to be taking calls from anyone who wants to talk to us about things, all things SEALs related and un-SEALs related. The tourney that we have tonight to go along with our, the SEALsClubhouse.com fish fry is happening. It is,
2 minutes.
Starting at 9 PM EST, of course, because we're on a delay here. By the time you hear this message, we're in late reg, but it's on for 24 minutes. So you've got plenty of time to sign up. Extra chippies put in the pot for that. And, sign up.
And what? Sign up every week, because I think we made it official. We're doing it every week, right?
Oh, that's awesome. It's a weekly fish fry. That's the plan.
I think the tournament's running every week. I don't know about the show. I'd like the show to go every week. I could do it.
So today I heard about this guy who's a therapist, but his very special type of therapy that he does is he calls himself a cinema therapist. And basically really? he listens to people's problems and he recommends movies for them to work out their issues.
Wow.
How great of a gig is that? He gets paid for people to tell people what movie to watch to work through their issues. He doesn't like work through them with them. He just says, okay, watch this movie.
He doesn't even watch it with them.
No.
That's awesome. You know what?
I know, right?
I never introduced myself. If you didn't know, I'm Bonks.
Oh yeah. I'm Spite Check.
Yeah. I did say Spite, but
okay.
Maybe somebody doesn't know. Yeah.
Potmo is resting this evening. He's had a whirlwind week.
He's a godfather, and he does godfather things. And he does not tell us, and it's understandable.
We are the Mo Nation, though. So we look forward to... Oh, yeah. Hey, Glitch.
I'm always watching from the sidelines.
That's vaguely terrifying.
Yes. Continue as you were.
Well, the tournament started.
Yes.
If
I make it to the final table, I will stream my table.
Nice. So this week, Kiss a Pig has been in Las Vegas. We've had a hard time getting a hold of him. I wonder why. He's not like been busy or anything. He's been posting pictures like of him with celebrities and poker players and making us all insanely jealous that he's in the shit show that is Vegas, but having lots of fun.
Not only that, you know what? I'm not going to break it. Never mind. We're going to let Kissa break that one.
Oh,
He did well in a tournament.
Yay. That's exciting news.
No more. And I'm all in. I'm all in the fish fry.
Already?
How is that possible?
And one. It means something too. Because I sent Broke Neck 15 chips for an Outlast pool.
Uh-oh. You got to tell us how it ends.
All right, well, QQ Boohoo is taking some time.
Mm-hmm.
Which is not unusual when he plays. Big Ryan and Goose Lee, two very formidable pros,
mm-hmm.
also have yet to act. I'm guessing they're not calling. QQ might.
So you're all in, but you're not all in against someone who was already all in.
No, I shoved. Yeah. I shoved. You know what? I made a mistake. Min raise. I didn't notice that goose. Oh, you know what? My numlock key was turned off too. I have that problem where I min raise. after thinking that I had typed in a bonks bet and it didn't happen. So I min raised, which I never do. I hate min raising, but looks like it's gonna work. It does. I'm all
oh my God,
still in the tournament.
And the quality of the hands I'm getting is amazing.
You know what? I would like your opinion on this. Actually, I was at a table the other night with Bino52, and it was the very beginning, so blinds were like 10, 20 or something like that. And he made a bet of 52 because it's like it's his personal number, right? And it's very cute. And some people like to bet, you know, 666. It's when Bino does it, I really dig it just because I kind of go, that's like his calling card. But how do you feel about having a personal betting number? Like, do you like to keep it simple, or are you?
I bet triplicate numbers, if that's the correct term. 222.
Mm.
I'll go with the 666. It's usually 2/3 of the pot.
Well,
I just like interesting numbers, but I don't like random looking numbers like 7-4-2. I wouldn't bet that unless I'm in one of the smooth tournaments where every single hand is just a weird amount. So then I go along with the weird amounts.
Well, here's my thing, because I'm a super Virgo and a bit OCD. Like when I get someone's chips, like if I take someone out of a tournament and they had an odd number of chips, I feel like I have to bet like a strange amount of chips to sort of make my stack even again.
Oh, and yeah. So I went I'll through get... that thing. I did that.
But they say that that's a huge tell. Like if you're betting a specific amount, knowing that if you lose that amount, you're going to be back at an even number, that's a very specific tell that you plan on losing those chips. And so you should probably call me.
I haven't figured that one out yet. I haven't thought that far ahead to have implemented a call like that. That is funny though.
So nice. We've been talking a lot this week at the Seals Clubhouse about the next features that we want to implement. And we are still, as yet, undecided what our next feature is going to be that we're going to roll out. We have several things in mind. And, of course, if you have any suggestions for us, what you'd like to see, we'd love to hear from you. You can always email us at info@sealsclubhouse.com. And say this is what I'm interested in or whatever, and we listen to every single one of us gets every single one of your emails, so it will get paid attention to, we assure you. And
you know what
basically
was cool?
Ooh, where are we at with late reg right now
we're we looking
still
at this
plenty of time to still register for the fish fry tournament.
15 minutes of late reg.
Okay.
Nice.
So, feedback as of now, since the last show and since like the website is opened, has been so ridiculously good that it's kind of surprising to me. I expected, I thought, you know what? Potmo yells at me all the time for being very
too positive,
very down to myself, because I'm a humble person, and so I guess I prime myself to think that I do bad or perform poorly in poker or what everything anyway. Not one single person came at me in the troll box. In the troll box of all places, it's something I expect from at least one person, and I didn't get it. So for that, I want to do this every week. And there were some donations from people that barely speak. Even I saw. I'm looking at Mike Oxlong. I don't think he ever speaks at the table, but he sent us chips. That was cool. Doc House sent us chips, I saw. I know there are others. I saw Jimmy Hat. I'm just working off memory right now. But thank you guys. It's much appreciated.
Yes.
And it's awesome. And I love you guys. I love you. I really do.
And if you ever want to, just to be clear, if you ever want to send us an anonymous donation, Bonks won't tell your name if you don't want him to. So just let us know. Sorry. Let us know if you feel private about anything, and we'll make sure that nobody knows where the donation came from. And also, you know,
what a jerk I am.
We also accept donations at Clubhouse on Seals. So if you're playing on Seals, you had a good night, you want a tourney, and you want to, you know, toss us some chips because you got in that tourney because you were able to show someone your impressive stats and get staked or whatever, you can always just send chips on SWC Poker to Clubhouse. And I don't think, is it case sensitive? Glitch, do you know? It's not case sensitive. Okay. So I'm a little bit out of it right now because I had had that weird procedure where they shove a needle in your shoulder to make it feel better. And it feels very strange because it feels like there's a bunch of, I don't know, there feels like there's a bunch of stuff in my shoulder right now that shouldn't be there. But I think the consensus is a torn rotator cuff. So I've been looped up on Vicodin and not quite feeling myself. And certainly I'm not doing my daily planking routine. So I'm a bit out of sorts.
That's okay.
But the shot should help. So, and they say it should last about 6 months. I am drinking always, if I can. I like the Chilean wine. I had such a great experience with wine when I was in Chile for a month.
Malbec?
No, I like the Sauve Blanc just because I like a drier wine.
Yeah.
So I'm drinking a Chilean Sauve Blanc. It's the one where the name is Basan, but it's spelled bacon.
Yeah.
It's kind of my new go-to. But seriously, when I was in Chile, I could go to a grocery store and for about the equivalent of maybe $1.80, get a bottle of wine that would cost me $35 here. It was so amazing. And everything was delicious. And all Chilean wine.
Are you taking shots of wine? Did you not say shots?
I got a shot in my shoulder today. I'm drinking the wine. Oh. If I could intravenously put the wine into my veins, I would probably do that. I hear isn't there some weird thing about like champagne enemas or something? No, seriously, have you heard about this?
No, that's right up there with movie therapy. Champagne enema.
No, seriously, I've heard that that's really a thing. I've never done it myself, but
wow, this is quality radio right here. I'm drinking a wonderful green chlorophyll colored liqueur called Chartreuse.
I was going to buy it, but the guy didn't pay me today, so I didn't.
That's all right.
With my lost wallet, my lost wallet and people not paying me, I could not afford.
Oh, in time you shall know the greatness.
Yeah.
shout out to Neoreb for introducing. Yep, I'm naked. Once his picture on the front page.
On the front page of what?
Oh, he's made a joke about donating as opposed to donating anonymously.
Oh, okay. He just wants his picture, giant, on the front page of our website. Isn't that the one where he's like lounging on the couch, like mostly naked, but has his face pasted, like cut out roughly like a thumbprint and like pasted into the spot where the head of the actual model is? So,
We're having serious beef at table three between Big Ryan and Broke Neck. Something epic could happen.
Oh, Broke dear. Neck
did not allow Big Ryan to join the separate Outlast pool because he joined the tournament late. It's understandable. I ran those pools. I did it for different amounts too. I allowed different amounts, and then QQ would send me 0.77 chips, and everybody else was sending 20. So I had to, and he won a few of them. So I had to figure out.
Oh man, when I ran those pools, I'd get, you know, 25 people in an Outlast pool for 5 chips, and
yeah, it was
if I had to deal with different amounts, I never would have made it. Because I was, you know, I was also doing commentary at the same time.
Yeah, I was multi-tabling. It was, I think people waited hours before I sent.
I'm not a multitasker. This is why I'm not playing in the tournament this evening. But there is still time to register. It's true. I'm not. You were talking about some smack talk at the table between Broke Neck and who?
Yeah, it died down.
Oh, okay. Because there was
they're
all
just
this
glaring at each other now.
All the stuff I was hearing about Broke Neck and what was it? The Rain Man and that tournament.
Yeah.
I wanna hear about that. And I wonder, is Yep I'm Naked available to call in and maybe talk about that? Can one of you maybe type in SWC chat and see if Yep I'm Naked is available to
Broke's there, yep. Yep's there. They're both there.
Yeah, he's listening cool. to the stream now.
Yep. Oh, is he? Well, he's not going to hear it for 3 minutes after I said it, but if he wants to go to our appear-in room...
I'll post it in Twitch.
Yeah, post it in Twitch for me, and I'd love to hear from him specifically about that tournament, because that would...
That is true. The first person that knocks will get in, but I'm cool with that too.
Yeah. If there's anyone else that wants to talk and we accidentally let one of them in and they want to talk, that's fine. Let's talk to some people if they want to talk.
All right. I'm posting.
Yeah.
All right. I posted 3 minutes ago. Go, guys.
Let's do the time warp again.
Well, I think the idea of that match was really super cool, and I'd love to hear about it because I missed it myself. I was so exhausted by the time we finished that tourney, and I missed the casting of it. So, hey Glitch, I wanted to talk to you a little bit about. I'll keep my eyes peeled if anyone wants to knock on the door of the room, but I wanted to talk to you a little bit about some of the things we were talking about the other day with adding new features. You had expressed how you had seen firsthand the problem of bum hunting, and that's actually a term I'm not familiar with. And I wanted to ask you more about that. I know it was just brief, and I was like, oh, let's talk about that during the show. So, can you tell me what bum hunting is?
Bum hunting is when people attempt to play someone else because they think they can beat them really badly. Mm-hmm. And why you should be concerned about it is because you guys operate a stats site, so obviously you have an obligation to not make it easy for people who would want to do that to find people who are weak. It's not so much a big deal at MTTs, but I know you guys were. Spoiler alert,
yeah.
Talking about adding some sit and go tracking. And so that's a consideration you got to make. Do you want to make those searchable? I see no problem.
Sure.
I see no problem with having MTTs be searchable and being able to see other people's MTT results, but you do definitely want to think that guy through.
Sure.
What happened was this originated from the most requested feature being cache stats. And that is something that is not only a thing that we don't want to do, but it's also impossible or nearly impossible because we're not tracking any, we're not watching the tables at all times, or we haven't developed watchers that have that we're just taking the results from the tournaments, which are posted publicly. So sure. That is why when people ask to opt out, which is fine and, you know, a legit concern, and we will absolutely do that for you if you do, but it's still public. So somebody else could be accumulating these statistics, but we're the ones publicizing.
Basically, it's all we're doing is aggregating information that's already public.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if you wanted to see the results of a tournament yesterday, anyone on SWC Poker can look up that tournament and see who won that tournament and see who went out first and all that stuff. And, you know, some people might take copious notes on who they consider to be their enemies or whatever. But isn't the idea too, like, when you're, say, you're playing live and you sit down at the table full of, you know, old ladies that just got off the cruise ship and they just want to play some poker, and you're like, because you're like, wow, this is going to be an easy table. Is that bum hunting?
No, I think bum hunting is seeking someone out.
Without really
not knowing too much about it. And like that brings up, if the little old lady sits down at the table, you learn pretty quickly that how the little old lady plays. But you know, it's unfair for you to learn how someone plays before having actually played them yourself and experienced that.
Oh, okay, I see. No, that totally makes sense.
And so if you take it a step further, there are no stats in the cash game. At least not like there are tournaments in Sin Goes. So
right. And
it's just not something that we can
right.
do
and
without,
if anyone
you know.
And if whoa! Anyone wants whoa.
Is he? Hizzy's back. Hi Hizzy. I've missed you.
Cool.
Oh, cool.
I'm gonna let them in. Hey, yeah. it's Spite Check. Who am I talking to?
Hey, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, cool.
You want to introduce yourself?
Yeah. Hey, this is Yep, I'm Naked.
But you're not naked.
No, I'm not. I'm not naked today.
I am so disappointed.
I'm sorry. You gotta come check out my Twitch stream if you want to see me naked.
Do you really play naked? Are you allowed to do that?
Yeah. Well, I mean, the camera only shows me from my shoulders up. So.
Oh, okay. So that's all fair game then.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's always running his.
Yeah. When I win a big pot, you know, I rub the money on my titties sometimes, but. That's about as graphic as it gets on there. Yeah.
Now, so yep, I'm naked. Did you play at the old Seals?
No, I didn't actually. The thing that brought me to SWC Poker was the mixed games, because here in the US it's hard to. Well, I mean, there's not really anywhere to play mixed games right now, other than SWC. So I played a lot of stud games on Bovada, and then somebody told me that, you know, Badoosi and the 12-game mix, things like that, were running on SWC. And at that point, I had to Google, figure out how to buy Bitcoins, and... and sign up for an account on the site. And,
was there anything like when you were like, oh, okay, shit, now I have to figure out how to get Bitcoin. Is there anything that would have been really helpful for you in that situation? Like if we were to add stuff on our website on the process of buying Bitcoin or something like that, like if there were resources like that, do you think that would be helpful?
Definitely. If somebody had made a video Maybe even like a link to a YouTube video that showed you how to set up an account on one of the exchanges, how to set up a wallet on your computer.
Are you kidding? That's not even out there?
It may be. I didn't know where to find it. I kind of figured it out by trial and error. And I set up my SWC account, and it actually took me a while to get money into the account because I didn't know anything about Bitcoin. I had heard of it, but I didn't realize you'd have to, you know, link up your bank account, and you know that takes a couple days, and it's
certainly not instant. It's not instant gratification, is it? You have to be really dedicated to the idea of getting your gambo on.
Yeah, you do. But the thing is, once you have it, you can move your money on and off the site in, you know, a matter of minutes, which is kind of nice. And you know, any other site that people play on here in the U.S. that doesn't use Bitcoin, it takes a couple weeks to get money off the site, and that's the best case scenario. Whereas with Bitcoin, you can get your money off the site in a matter of minutes, and then you can actually get that money put into your bank account and have it in cash within a couple days.
Oh yeah.
So I wouldn't know that lately because I've been getting my ass kicked. So there's no money going into my bank account, but it is true. I've done it. I think in 2 days, it was very quick.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's definitely faster than the non-Bitcoin sites. Definitely faster.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, I play on Bovada, and I'm waiting 2 weeks or more to get a check in the mail.
Yeah.
Man, I remember in the Full Tilt days, it would be like less than 24 hours, I'd have money in my account.
Yeah.
It was so great. But Bitcoin is certainly faster than playing Bovada, that's for sure.
Yes, yeah. I won on Full Tilt. I remember PokerStars too. And what was the first one? Party Poker. That's right. Not the first one, but the first big one.
Yeah, Party Poker. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh God, that was so easy. That site. I miss it so much. Motherfuck. All right. Sorry. Go ahead.
Well, it's just it's definitely a strange time to be a poker player and feel like, man, this so should be an individual choice. Like what people do with their own money, what people do with their own bodies. You know, if people want to smoke weed, I have no problem with it. If people want to play poker, I have no problem with it. You know, I mean, as long as it's not a problem for the person and you're not hurting anyone, I am all for making your own decisions with your own money. But that's just me.
Yeah, sure. It's really all about the money, though. If the government can't tax it, you can't do it, you know?
Yeah. Well, so here's the question. Here's the next question. How are you doing? Are you doing well playing poker? Or are you, like, would you consider yourself an experienced poker player? Or are you just having fun? Or are you just like in the learning stages with your daughter?
How many bracelets do you have?
I don't have any bracelets. Looks like Brokeneck is trying to get into the room here.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I just
do it.
That's perfect. Yeah.
Okay.
I was on cam the whole time. Look at that.
Welcome.
This is exactly perfect because I wanted to hear about the match, the showdown, the death match of doom.
I watched it.
There they are.
Yeah,
I broke. What's up, man?
Yeah. So Glitch, I wanna talk to these two guys, and if someone is knocking right now, I'm just gonna let them wait because I just wanna talk to them first, and then we can let in more callers if that's cool.
Definitely.
Welcome all right. Aboard. Hello.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, good. I didn't know if I was still on delay or not.
Nope.
Good good.
You are live with us now.
Yeah, I had to put a hat on. I was nervous.
All you have to do is take a shot.
Yeah. How's everyone this evening? Doing all right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How are you?
Good. Good.
Taking a drink right now.
It was quite the match there with the Rain Man. I did see that he was elbowing her a couple times.
Oh, hey, now, wait a second. Was Daddy cheating? Were you giving her tips, or is she all on her own?
I don't know how I lost by 50 points, but I'm going to say Daddy was helping.
No, I know how you lost by 50
points. She was on her own, but I made a few comments on hands after the fact. If she made misplays, I'd point it out to her.
No, yeah, she played pretty well. It was a little tough for me because I was trying to do it on my phone and play on seals and try and keep up with the thing. So I didn't really get to watch much of her play, but a glitch and I talked about it later.
So you're going to use the excuse that you're not a very good multitasker. You didn't like do your Rocky style workout beforehand and like get all super focused and play your favorite song and then sit down to be able to beat this tiny little chick.
What if I did?
then I feel really proud of this girl.
I thought it was my A games.
Yep, I'm naked. What do you think are the holes in her game right now? Coach.
It's mostly her some of her initial sets. Mm-hmm. Like her initial set and her second.
Can you tell me what that means? I don't even know.
Oh yeah, quick primer. So basically in OFC you have three hands that you're working on that you're competing against the rest of the table with. So you've got your top hand, your middle hand, your bottom hand, and your top hand has to be beat by your middle hand, has to be beat by your bottom hand. So you're making your three best hands, and your initial set is you get your first five cards, and that's kind of the most important foundational set that you make, so that it sort of determines what direction you're going to go for the rest of the hand. Of course, you have to adjust as things go and your cards fall, but your initial set, you get five cards, and that's your big important set that you make. And then after that, now were you playing OFC Pineapple? Yep. Where you get three cards at a time? Okay, so. And then the next time you get dealt cards, you get dealt three and you play two. So everything else, you're only playing two cards at a time. But that first five card set.
That's called the initial.
Yeah, that's your initial set.
Okay. So is there a preferred initial set kind of algorithm kind of thing? Like, is there, say, you get some five card hands. Is there a perfect set?
Well,
that
sometimes
is known by supercomputers, or how does it work?
Not that I'm aware of.
Does that
I mean,
make sense even?
No. Well, there's two things going on, right? There's like, if you get to see the other person set their first five cards, you have an advantage if you're on the button, you know. But there's a lot of dynamic shifting that happens throughout the entire hand. So your initial set might be really, unless you get dealt four of a kind, of course you're going to probably put those on the bottom because those are going to be the best out of your three hands. If you get lucky like that, it's pretty much a no-brainer. But you have to be, you know, it takes experience to know what types of cards are going to be coming up and what your chances are of making different hands are going to be for each of your rows, right?
Yeah.
Let's say.
I know they have a simulator that can determine the best set on your last draw and your second to last draw, but
that's it.
Yeah, as far as I know, for the initial draw, they don't have anything that can calculate that yet, because the you know, there's too many random variables that are going to come later on in the hand. There's theory, certain types of sets, You know, I mean, obviously you're going to put your queen on the top or whatever, try to get to fantasy land. But there's a lot of initial draws that aren't necessarily solved yet.
But also there's a lot of nuance played between the different types. Like, I don't play QQ up top. I play at least KK up top. Okay. So that's a totally different plan of attack than playing QQ up top.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Definitely agree.
So you saw some flaws in her initial sets that she would make, but
I don't think she messed up once in Fantasyland. I think she played pretty much everything.
I didn't like her Fantasyland sets at all. I thought that was the weakest part of her game, because I saw her the first two Fantasylands, she missed like 8 points or more in each one.
And that's huge.
But I mean, that's the one part that's easy to practice on your own, because you can, as Spite has told me, this years ago, sometimes she screenshots Fantasylands and looks at them later to see how to set them better. And we don't have anything other than a 14 card FL right now, but in the future we might have 13, 14, 15 card FLs in a progressive game. So that's a skill worth developing.
Well, and that's how I learned too. I learned with a 15 card fantasy land. So I think maybe that's an advantage with fewer cards. It's less overwhelming. I don't think I have not used the request time button at all since I've been playing at SWC Poker, playing OFC.
A lot of players tell me that we have a really generous time bank, and that if anything, it's too high.
Yeah, I get people mad at me a lot for the amount of time, especially when I'm multi-tabling.
So if you're multi-tabling, you need it sometimes.
Well, I don't multi-table. I take my OFC very seriously. But, you know, that also means I never ask for extra time.
I think she's challenging the Rain Man.
I will take that little girl down. No.
I did challenge the Rain Man to 7-card stud. I recall I was drunk. But I think, there's no free 7-card stud out there, right?
No, that's not. Yeah, okay. I don't actually allow her to play for money, so.
Yeah, yeah, Yep, I'm Naked had me going to all these controversial websites trying to play Pineapple, setting up accounts here and there.
Oh yeah, and you just know some of them are like exploitable. Yeah, you probably got cheated that match is what happened.
Metagame.
in the end, we just settled for the tried and true iPhone app. It was other websites just stuck.
It's an awesome app. It looks better than our software. I'm not gonna lie, it's nice and animated and pretty, but.
Well, I think it's fantastic, and you know, just to reiterate again, everyone at sealsclubhouse.com felt like really prideful and felt really good about you teaching your daughter poker, and thought that was just fucking badass. Because. Come on, that's real world skills. That's even better than, you know, that's math, that's critical thinking, that's just good stuff. Screw history classes, they're all full of shit anyway, right? True. Poker is where it's at.
Yeah, my philosophy is if you don't have a strategy, no one can help you figure things out. So
there you go.
Yeah, well, she's got a good math mind, and she's drawn to those types of games, so she doesn't play Candyland.
So did you decide yet? MIT, Princeton, Harvard, what's another? Stanford. Stanford's a good math school. Probably Stanford, yeah. Right?
Undecided.
Oh.
But, I wanted to while I have the chance here, I just wanted to thank Roknek for taking the time out of his day to play with my daughter. Meant a lot to her. She's always watched me play online, and she watches my Twitch streams sometimes. If there's one that I think is suitable for someone her age. And it meant a lot to her to feel like one of the big players for a little bit, you know.
And nice.
And then Broke Neck, in his generosity, he donated some money to my daughter's college fund at the end of the match. So I wanted to thank him for that.
Cheers. That's awesome.
Nice one.
Yeah, I made him set up a wallet, so anyone that challenges her in the future and feels like donating can.
That's awesome. That's really great.
So when I lose in the future, I can donate. When 7-card stud is developed.
Yeah.
Really.
Box, you might as well send your donation now.
Yeah.
Yeah, wow. No, it was no problem. I had a good time. Yep. And I caught on his stream early. That got me on Twitch. And it was cool to we actually met in Vegas and hung out. And he got yelled at a couple times, but we'll save that story for another time. So when it was time, no one stepped up, and I was like, all right, I'll do it.
The sacrificial lamb. Mm. And you know what? How often does Broke Neck lose, too? It was really good to see, because he's cleaned me out.
He's cleaned me out. I'd like to thank Broke Neck for letting me make fun of his OFC game about 500 times in the last month and take it in stride.
It's all good, man. I will probably make fun of you guys a lot, too, so it comes around, goes around.
I have yet to have Broke Neck challenge me to an OFC match, but I will say I've been kind of killing it lately.
I'm only on about 20 hours a day, so.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I'm starting with a tiny, tiny bankroll, so.
We all are.
I'm not my typical put a bunch of chips online, play a bunch of stuff right now, because I'm doing my own little experiment, seeing how I can do it from nothing. So that's, you know, for another day, another blog, another something. But so far, so good. Sticking with the tiny stakes.
We are one bottle down.
Woo!
Bottle number 2 after this hand.
So I know that there was someone else that was calling in and wasn't able to get in the room because I wanted to talk to these gentlemen for a bit.
I don't know who that was, and my concern was that it was Hizzy and that he was going to complain. But if it was Nancy or someone like that, that would be most excellent to have them call back in.
Yeah, I mean, I'm pretty much anyone who wants to call in and chat with us about what's going on with them or whatever. We're taking calls.
No matter whoever it was, they'll hear the cue in a few minutes.
Okay.
Let me give a shout out to Nancy real quick, by the way. She's got to be my favorite Railbird of all time.
She's great. I love Nancy. H-I-G-H Nancy.
Because she's high.
Yeah.
If you're having a bad day, just talk to Nancy for 2 minutes.
So
how's the tournament going?
I'm out.
Had a pretty good turnout. The first week was huge, 81 people. This time we only had 47. Right now we got 31 players left.
I'm in 20th.
Chip leader has 4 times the starting stack. Yeah, a couple of big names out. I busted early on like a donk.
You're a big name, Glitch?
Yep is out. I guess I am a big name.
Of course you are. You're a Hall of Famer.
Coincidentally, because I'm here. Nancy's out. Portis, the Magic Fingers from last time is out. Mr. Goosley, Spruce yep. Tree.
Man, Portis did well on our last tournament. Took me out, and I think took Popmo out too. So had some sweet bounties.
No trivia this week. I couldn't clean up 2 chips at a time. I'm broke.
Well, the problem with doing a 3-minute delay is it makes it really difficult for people to be able to answer trivia.
Yeah, plus I was so drunk I couldn't edit. started.
Well, even with the 15-second delay, it was pretty rough.
Yeah. Rough on my end. I apologize.